The managing editor of the Kenya television network, KTN, Farida Karoni, describes to VOA the raid that took place at her station around midnight.
Just after we finished doing our late night news, a group of about between 50 and 100 people, they were hooded and armed. They forced their way into our offices. They demanded to be taken to the transmission studio, from where they said they asked the transmission crew to shut down the transmitter. And they took our backup computer, the computer that I had programmed for the day, and also took the tape. Usually we back up the tape. They also took the day's commercial lineup, and they took the power backup system. Then they demanded to be taken to the KTN newsroom, from where they took away all the computers.
Police detained four KTN staff members in a police station for 2 hours before releasing them. The station had stopped transmitting in the morning, but was back on the air by the afternoon. Karoni says reporters are writing their stories by hand and improvising in other ways to make up for the equipment loss. In the early hours, police also stormed the presses of the daily newspaper, The Standard, destroying equipment and setting thousands of newspapers on fire. Throughout the day, opposition politicians, human rights groups, media organizations, and Kenyans calling into talk shows denounced the raids, accusing the government of brutally snuffing out press freedom in a way not seen for more than 20 years. In a statement released Thursday afternoon, police spokesman Jasper Ombati said police raided the offices to collect what he says was evidence about an intended action to stir up ethnic hatred that would have posed a major threat to national security. He accused Standard journalists of accepting bribes to write articles as part of this alleged action. This is the second crackdown against the Standard Group in recent days. Three Standard journalists were arrested earlier this week over a story alleging that President Mwai Kibaki met with former minister and senior opposition politician Kalonzo Musyoka. Last week, police raided the offices of a tabloid called Weekly Citizen in response to a negative report about the president. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.